Okay, the awesome Tim Blair's doing another run this morning from Burnie to Devonport on the line. Hello, Tim.
How you going, Darren?
All right, mate. Run for Kids Foundation. How long have you been doing these runs now?
Technically 10 years this year since I did the first run for Phoebe, but I before that sort of run, I'd done a couple others running from Deloraine to Forth and stuff for Giant Steps. But, yeah, so 10 years for the foundation since that started. So, yeah, it's quite nice to be still around 10 years and quite nice to be able to actually keep moving.
Yeah, so this is, it's like a celebration run, isn't it? A commemoration run, really?
It is, yeah. So originally we'd planned to do this in March on the exact same day that we did the original one, but obviously March went pear-shaped for the world, so we've decided to do it during September, during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so it's quite fitting, really.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so tell us about your connection with Phoebe.
So Phoebe, 10 years ago, was a young girl in grade 5 who was at Nixon Street Primary School with my daughter, and my daughter came home and told me about a young girl I'd been told about at school who had been diagnosed with cancer, and I thought, well, so we need to do something to help Phoebe and her family get through that. And not being a doctor or anything else, the one thing I knew was I could probably do a run and raise some money. So I'd never met Phoebe until the day I actually completed the run from Burnie into Nixon Street Primary School, and I got to meet Phoebe at Nixon Street Primary School. And since then, we've got a lifelong relationship with Phoebe and her family. And, yeah, she's grown up to be a wonderful young girl.
All right. How old is she now?
Phoebe's 20... gee whiz, now you're testing.
She's in her 20s, though, yeah.
yeah, she'd be 22, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, she's studying teaching at university, and she'll be here today as part of the support crew.
Brilliant.
So it's wonderful to think that 10 years on, not only did we get to help Phoebe and her family, but something was created because of the support and stuff of the community, and 10 years on, we're still supporting children and families.
Yes. All right, so you're leaving Burnie High at 7:30 and running to Nixon Street Primary in Devonport. So it's about, roughly about 55 k's, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It'll be about 60 k's by the time I get through Ulverston, and I've got to run through a couple of schools in Ulverston and stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll end up doing about 60 k's for the day. So,
right.
Yeah, it'll be well worth it.
So who's with you? Who's going to be on the run?
So I'll be joined by a bunch of school kids as well, and they'll be collecting money along the way. And I've got my wife and friends, they'll be driving support cars as well, making sure that I'm seen on the highway and don't get run over. and it's just, again, it's just the general community and everyone that comes together to make all this happen. Like I keep saying, and I've been saying it for 10 years, none of this is possible. I'm just a bloke that runs down the road, but none of it's possible without the support of everyone that gets involved, of all the schools, the kids, and everything else. And these kids are making a positive impact on someone's life. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. We've got kids that are the next generation that are like this and doing these sort of things. So we're very, very fortunate.
I don't think anyone could have put it any better than that. You've said it all there. All right, so let's plug your website. It's timblairrunforkids.org. Is that still?
That's it, yep.
People can make donations through the website at any time.
They can, yeah, and if they see us on the highway today, there'll be some donation points along the way, so please, you know, feel free to pull up, tell the kids what a wonderful job they're doing, and, make a donation. It'd be much appreciated.
All right, so where does the money go, Tim?
The money goes direct to helping children and families here in Tasmania that are dealing with not just childhood cancer but sicknesses and stuff, because as most people know, with children that are gravely ill, a lot of them have got to be relocated to the mainland, to Melbourne and things like that. And this year more than ever is a year where these families need our support and money for obvious reasons. So we're very fortunate that we've got the support of all the hospitals and stuff around here, and people approach us and stuff, and over the years we've helped countless families and children, and then we also donate money to the Kids Cancer Project, which funds research into finding better treatments and ultimately a cure for child cancer, and that's the goal, that one day hopefully I can hang up the running shoes because we have found a cure. And so all these children that are helping us out today, are working towards the ultimate goal of finding a cure, and I'm proud of the fact that one day all these kids, even though they're probably not thinking about it, will be able to sit down and think, wow, I was part of that. You know, when I remember when they announced that they'd found a cure for cancer, and I put in and was part of all that. So that's the sort of stuff they're doing here. What these kids are doing is life-changing for thousands and thousands and thousands of children, and so it's something they need to be very proud of.
I spoke with Penny Egan from the Cancer Council Tasmania recently, and she made a very good point, and something that I'll always remember because of, you know, this year, the year of the pandemic, is that, yes, we've got COVID, but there were people with cancer before COVID.
Yep.
There are people with cancer during COVID, and there'll be people with cancer, unfortunately, after COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
And using that, like, as a, you know, when you look at the science, so because of COVID and it's affected everyone in the world, the money and the science that was put into finding a vaccine has come about in less than 12 months because it was something we needed. So, and there's a lot of people, oh, we won't find a cure, but it is possible if we create enough awareness about childhood cancer and then enough, and the governments get behind it and support it. You know, there's some great scientists out there doing some great work on very, very limited budgets because the funding's not there for childhood cancer research. So Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Gold September, is all about creating that awareness and getting people on board so we can fund these scientists that are ultimately working towards that cure. And it is possible, like I say, just look at what they've done in a very short amount of time when we put the money, time and effort into finding a treatment for COVID. So, you know, it's all possible.
All right, so starting at 7:30, what time do you reckon you'll arrive at Nixon Street Primary?
2:30 this afternoon, hopefully, yeah.
Okay. All right, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. More than welcome. I've got one of your supporters, Matthew's number, and I'll call Matthew during the morning and see if we can have a yarn with Phoebe as well.
Wonderful stuff. Thanks, Coach.
No worries. So look out for Tim on the Bass Highway this morning from Burnie High to Nixon Street Primary in Devonport, raising money for kids cancer organisations and charities, and the website you can donate at any time, timblairrunforkids.org. All right, well, actually, I might call you tomorrow if that's okay, and you can tell us how your run went. Yeah.
Yep, that'd be great. Thank you very much, Darren.
Good luck.
Have a good day. Thank you.
See
you. Bye-bye.
There's the amazing Tim Blair. This is 7AD.